Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I am your energy expert. I'm giving you a choice today. The choice between the red pill and the blue pill. And it has everything to do with the amount of energy you have available to live your life. Are you ready to make a choice? Well, let's begin. Always have a choice in life, even if we quite often don't want to see them. We might even say we don't have a choice because we don't classify the other option as desirable or interesting enough. But when it really comes down to it, we always have a choice. And I want to give you a choice today when it comes to your energy levels. That's why I call this episode the red pill and blue pill of energy. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, the term red pill, blue pill originates from the 1999 film The Matrix, which is one of my favorite movies. The red pill and blue pill represent a choice between the willingness to learn a potentially unsettling or life-changing truth by taking the red pill, or remaining in the contented experience of ordinary reality with the blue pill. And I give you today the choice between the red pill representing you learning ways to unblock your abundant energy flow, or the blue pill, which represents the ongoing fixing of your energy levels through products like coffee, energy drinks, or supplements. In the end, it's your choice. You can decide to finally experience more energy than you have for a long, long time, or keep hustling to keep your energy levels at that mediocre level that they're currently at. And what is so wrong with the blue pill and staying where you are? Nothing. That's why I say that you truthfully have a choice. And both options are okay and valid. But I want you to understand what your options are. If you decide to take the blue pill today, then you keep believing that you need products or something similar, something external, to push your energy levels up. That could be through actual pills in form of supplements, or stimulating drinks or food that include caffeine or similar ingredients. And potentially where you're at, I can understand that you think that you need them. And I'm not saying that anything is wrong with them, not at all, but there is a different way. If you're on the blue pill side of things, you are constantly in that balancing act of scraping everything you can get out of the energy levels currently available to you. And your belief is that this is normal. It's normal to have lower energy levels that need to be supported by external products. There are a lot of industries and organizations out there that benefit highly from you keeping this belief alive. And don't get me wrong, this is not just you. This is most of us, and it has been me for the longest time too. I existed on 4 to 5 cups of coffee every day just a year ago. And for years, I've tried out so many products to support me having more energy to live my life. But obviously, none of them ever work long term. And the reason is because they can't. They can only eliminate the symptoms for a short period of time, but nothing about this will ever change your actual energy levels until you learn how your energy truly works and how you can raise your energy levels naturally. Like I said before, the blue pill is an option if you want to keep struggling to keep your already lower energy levels the same. There is nothing wrong with that, especially if you don't know any different, if you don't know any other option. But then, of course, you have me for that, don't you? To give you a choice and open your eyes to another potential of energy in your life. So what is the other option? What would it look like to take the red pill? I mentioned at the beginning what the red pill means. Your willingness to learn a potentially unsettling or life-changing truth. Your willingness to say yes to the red pill and to be open to a new truth in your life. And the truth is that you have access to an abundant level of energy from when you're born. Then we go through life and we collect events, memories, experiences, traumata with which we block this limitless flow of energy. We literally limit the energy available to us. But not by losing the energy through age or working hard or outside influences. Any person with a low amount of energy can decide to do the inner work of letting go of an emotionally heavy memory and immediately have a higher level of energy in their life. By removing the blockages in your energy system, the energy inside of you can flow free again. It's like our cardiovascular system and our blood flow. Over time, we can build up plaque in our arteries or veins, which stops the blood from flowing freely, causing, in the worst case scenario, heart problems or illnesses. Only by removing that plaque again through either surgery or better, a healthier diet and lifestyle, will the blood be able to flow freely again. The same as we have a physical body with arteries and veins, we all have an energy body with highways of energy flowing intelligently through us and all around us. And every little or bigger bump on our life journey leaves a roadblock on that energy highway. That's when the energy flow is hindered. It has to find new ways to flow differently, which takes away from the limitless energy that we naturally all have. It cannot go as freely as it would like to, and the collection of our roadblocks limits the energy we have available. Now, let's get back briefly to that blue pill that we were talking about. Imagine you have your current energy system with all of those blockages, and you try to fix your energy levels with supplements, energy drinks, or coffee. Where does this lead over time? You never will be able to come back to a higher level of energy than you might have had earlier in your life. But it's possible. Instead, over time, the blockages in your system will just keep growing or multiplying, and the energy flow gets weaker and weaker. And we think that this is a normal way of life, but it's not. By doing the inner work of removing these energy blockages, releasing stuck emotions, and limiting programming from our subconscious mind, will you be able to increase your energy levels to new heights? And you might not even need the coffee or the supplements anymore. Our body is the best pharmacy that you can have. And inner work or energy work is a huge part of it that we just don't talk enough about yet. That's why I created Energy Academy, where I teach you all the knowledge, the methods, and the techniques to unblock your energy system and naturally have higher energy levels again. Going through the program, you will learn how to let go of those roadblocks that your inner system wants you to let go of for a long time already. You just did not know how to listen and decipher these messages. Now you can learn how to. Imagine where you could be in a year or what the next decades of your life could look like if you learned once and for all how to change the energy available to you from the inside out. I cannot imagine a life without this information and the tools to self-regulate my systems and my energy. Do I still have days or times when I'm low in energy? Of course I do, but it is just hours or days until I become aware and I apply the tools and techniques and unblock what wants to be unblocked, only to then experience even more energy than I had before. This is a never-ending journey and a life skill that you never want to miss once you experience the first increase of your energy levels. And when you have it, it never goes away again. It becomes your new normal and you never want to miss it again. That is what keeps you going and taking any opportunity your system gives you to let go of those blockages we created in the first half of our lives. So ask yourself now the all-important question: red pill or blue pill? Are you ready to wake up to a new truth and a new life, or do you want to stay asleep? If you are ready for the red pill, you know where to find me. Energy Academy is ready to welcome you to the rest of your life. As always, the link is in the show notes for you. Well, that is the choice I wanted to give you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Thank you for listening. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.